His moment in life hasn't come yet, so don't kill him. So Rabbi Yochanan heard the discussion. He heard the Malachi Hashem is talking, and Ilfa did it. So Rabbi Yochanan turns to Ilfa and says, did you hear anything? No, I didn't hear anything. So Rabbi said to himself, so if that's the case, so obviously Malachi Hashem is meant me. That didn't mean Ilfa. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, instead of being Mekayim Ephes, Kilo Yevachay Avyam, let's be Mekayim Kilo Yechtal Avyam Kevahitz. So Rabbi Yochanan went back, and Ilfa didn't go back. Sure enough, as soon as Rabbi Yochanan went back, so the Shishiva died, and Rabbi Yochanan was appointed a Shishiva. And Shas is full of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's not as replete with Ilfa. What is it? Kindness is service. So what's Pshat? It's not fair, no? What was the favoritism? How come Rabbi Yochanan, how come they gave Rabbi Yochanan a hearing aid that he'd be able, that he'd be attuned to the sound waves of Malachi Asharis, and they didn't give Ilfa a similar hearing aid? No, they were both doing the same, no? They were both Maniyah Chai Olam to be Oseg B'chai Isha. They were both guilty of the same. Elamai, one of them was needed. So why should Rabbi Yochanan have been favored? So Teretz is, Malachi Asharis didn't give a hearing aid to Rabbi Yochanan. Malachi Asharis just said it. Rabbi Yochanan was obviously troubled. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't at peace with their decision. True. He had taken the initial step, he had left Yeshiva together with Ilfa, but he was bothered by it. Ilfa was happy. Ilfa didn't have any second thoughts. Ilfa wasn't torn. He was going out to make his fortune. He wasn't torn. But Rabbi Yochanan heard it, not because the Malachi Hasharis made it audible to Rabbi Yochanan and made it inaudible to Ilfa. It was equally audible to both. Rabbi Yochanan was attuned to it. Rabbi Yochanan was sensitive to it. Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by it. If a person is, if for some reason you're scared, you're on edge, and there's a slight noise, so you jump and you hit the roof. If you're very relaxed and very calm, and there's a slight noise, you don't even hear it. So the Malachim were talking, very slight. Rabbi Yochanan was very much on edge. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy with his decision. Rabbi Yochanan had done it begrudgingly and still wasn't sure he had made the right decision. He was so much on edge that slight whisper of the Malachi Asharis he heard. Ilfa was munching away happily. Ilfa was happy with his decision. That slight whisper he didn't hear. So it's the same as Yisod. That conversation was there to be heard. That call was equally went out to Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't that they made it more audible for Rabbi Yochanan than for Ilfa. But Rabbi Yochanan, who was sensitive to looking for Avodas Hashem, and that was the only thing on his mind, so he heard the call, and Ilfa didn't. Similar idea to this Gemara. Sfasenus quotes, Ramban comments, then Pashas Noach, before the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Noach, first the Torah introduces Noach to us. It tells us who Noach is. First the Torah that Noach Motzachai Meri Hashem. Then the Torah that he was a Tzadik Tomim B'Derosu. And he asked the Elohim HaSalach Noach. Then, Vayom Hashem Noach, Bo'atu V'chol Be'eskha L'Teiva. Asei L'Teiva. The Torah explains why it is, how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing this person. Tells us the background, the context of who Noah was, that he merited it. By Avraham Avinu, you find no such thing. You find there was a guy, Terech, and he had three sons, and they made nice shiduchim, and then they moved, and then they did this. And who's Avraham? You don't know. You don't, from the Chumash, who's Avraham Avinu? He had a brother Nochi, he had a brother Aaron, he had a father Terech, he had a wife Sarai. And then Pongtal, out of the blue, HaKadosh Baruch was talking to him. HaKadosh Baruch should be talking to him. So Sfasana says, Ramban says what he says. Sfasana says, no. Terence is like this. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, he'd been saying to everyone. for generations. The Torah is being misapid v'shvach. The Torah is telling you, Vayom Hashem al Avram, he said it to Avram also. He said it to Avram, he said it to everyone. And Avram Avinu heard. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to everyone, Lech Lecha Me'atzucha, all the Sfarim say, Me'atzu Yuscha. Rid yourself of all your superficial and your mundane preoccupations. So caught up in pettiness and superficiality, leave that all behind. Lech Lecha Me'atzucha. Lech Lecha, leave that behind. And devote your life to Avodas Hashem. Go seeking the Oretz where you'll be closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that call, that went out to everyone. The Torah is telling you who Avraham Avinu was. You know who Avraham Avinu was? Avraham Avinu was the one who heard it. Avraham Avinu was the first one after all those generations who heard the Lech Lecha Me'atzucha. He was the one that Vayelech Avraham Kasher Dibei Elav Hashem. It's not that the Torah is omitting the background of who Avraham Avinu is. Adra, no, Torah's telling you Gufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't show favoritism to Avraham Avinu. Wasn't that Avraham Avinu became great because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him and said Lech Lecha, which he didn't do to others? No! His greatness was HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it to everyone. He says it to everyone. He says, what are you, busy? Everything's material. Everything is, you have to make a living, but that's all there is to life, is making a living. Is making a living? Lech Lecha Me'atzucha. No, you have to make a, but that's not what life is about. So Lech Lecha Me'atzucha, leave that behind. You live to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You live to perfect your neshama. So Lech Lecha, leave all that atzius behind. Elo Aret Asher Ha'eka. So the Torah is telling you, who was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was the one who finally heard it. He was the one who finally heard the Lech Lecha, and Vayelech Avraham Kasher Dibei Elav Hashem. It's the same Yisod that Torah doesn't overtake you. The effects of davening don't overtake you. B'midah she'odem modeh is modeh demo. That's not just true in onshim, it's true in terms of what you gain from ruchnius. B'midah she'odem modeh modeh demo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meloch al ha'aretz kevodo. But that doesn't overwhelm you. If you're not looking for it, if you're not sensitive to it, you don't see it at all. And if you don't see it, you don't get any chizuk from the Meloch Ol Ha'aretz Kevodo. And on the contrary, in Tazveni Yom, so Yomayim Ha'azveka. Because it's entirely totally on your initiative. On your initiative. Meloch Ol Ha'aretz Kevodo. If you're looking for it, so then you'll see it. So then you'll see it. And you'll see it, you'll get such a chizuk in your emunah. So then you'll be looking for it even more. You'll be even more conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you'll see even more. Then you see even more. So when you come to daven, so the effects of davening, to the extent that you put into the davening, when you study Torah, so to the degree that we invest in Talmud Torah, to that degree Talmud Torah affects us. And when we experience the world, so Meloch Ol Ha'aretz Kevodo is absolute. Is absolute. But to the extent that Shivis Yashan Negdi Samid, to the extent that a person is thinking all the time about Inyanei Ruchnis, to the extent that a person is thinking all the time about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ba'amutiyah Yirasi Alpanechem, so to that extent he sees the Meloch Ol Ha'aretz Kevodo. So it's all totally on our perception. It's there, but it's only there if we're looking for it, if we'll be sensitive to recognize it. And it's such a Yisod Gadol in everything, in every Maisa HaMitzvah, in how you experience the world around you, in how you view everything, that it's b'midah she'odem modeh, is modeh in law means even the truth, even your perception and your experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'midah she'odem modeh. B'midah she'odem mekayim shivis Hashem l'neg disamin, ba'osa midah nizgal lo meloch ol ha'aretz kevodo. And only in that midah. And too often we want that it should be reversed. Too often we want that the meloch ol ha'aretz kevodo, I don't see it. The world seems, everything in life seems very secular to me. The answer is, if everything in life seems very secular to me, it's because I'm approaching it from a very secular perspective. And if I would approach it with a Shavisi Hashem and Nagi Summit, so then I would take to see the Malochal Ha'oretz Shavodah.